of full closure, limited.
It's 80 degrees in Nashville. With the humidity, it feels more like 95 degrees, and we are still under a heat advisory. It's actually been extended to Sunday, and specifically today, we're expecting the high temperature to be somewhere just below the 100-degree mark, with a heat index topping 110. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Barring any last-minute interventions, the Tennessee Department of Correction will execute Anthony Darrell Hines by lethal injection in 2 hours. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney explains why there are concerns it might not go according to plan.
This will be the first execution since the department botched its attempt to put Tony Carruthers to death in May. The issue there was establishing IV and central line access. Carruthers had no major medical conditions. Hines has several. In the year leading up to now, he suffered multiple strokes and has been paralyzed on his left side. That has led his muscles to waste away. Muscles keep veins stable and visible, so muscle loss will likely make finding a vein harder. His attorneys also say his left arm and hand are clenched and spasmatic. They asked a federal court to stay the execution to keep the Tennessee Department of Correction from forcing his hand open and his arm straight for the execution. They had already made a separate stay request to the U.S. Supreme Court.
This morning, a federal court declined to issue a temporary restraining order in the case. The execution is scheduled for 10 a.m. Well, it took 5 years. A federal jury has unanimously ruled that the CSX Transportation Railroad was not responsible for a huge, deadly wave of flood water that killed 20 Tennesseans in 2021. 10 families who lost loved ones in the Waverly flood sued the railroad and property owners along Highway 70 near the train tracks. They claimed the company failed to inspect and clean debris beneath the tracks. Then, when nearly 17 inches of rain fell over parts of Humphreys County, gallons of water backed up before breaking through the debris, causing a, quote, deadly man-made tidal wave. It was the deadliest flood event in the state. The families asked for $450 million. In the past, CSX said the flood was unprecedented and extraordinary, but that the tracks and related infrastructure were maintained and regularly inspected. Tennessee officials are sending cease and desist letters to 3 offshore sports betting companies that are illegally accepting online wagers from the state's residents. Heritage Sports, Thunderpick, and Voltage Bet are all based in South and Central America and are not licensed by the Tennessee Sports Wagering Council. State officials say that at best, unlicensed sports betting operations do not offer the consumer protections required by Tennessee law. So if they don't pay out winnings, there's no legal recourse. At worst, they may use predatory credit practices or sell your personal and financial information to criminals. If you bet on sports, officials say to look out for these red flags that indicate a wagering site is illegal. They allow bets from people younger than 21,